I'm Chamath Vikram Singh. I'm an English teacher by profession. I'm from Mar Vidyaniketa Vidyalaya Kamrapitiya. Today, I'm going to discuss with you how to read and respond to a simple poem. As we all know, in the O-level examination, you will be given a question which based on a poem, and you are given 5 marks for it. So it's time to discuss how to read and respond for a simple poem. Now, let's learn how to read and respond a simple poem. Okay, children? Are you ready? Now, look and read the following poem. A Helpless Mind. Dear student, the topic of this poem is A Helpless Mind. Okay, let's read. Though I am born alone, I have no brothers and sisters to play. I wish had I had a mom and a dad. None helps me to learn, but they spend their kids to win the world. I am born to help others, not to me. I can read their minds as I'm grown up to fly. None listen to my clap, but I'm ready to fly. Some insult, grudge, disgrace and wakes me down. None can make me down, oh foolish. I've nothing except the diamond of third eye to see the world. When I win this cruel, rude and barbaric society through my colors, they come to me as if they were my parents now. But I do know that I am an open by Maxine Bernstein. Dear student, this poem was written by Maxine Bernstein. We have read the poem for the first time. As you all know, when we read a poem in English, we come to know some difficult words and phrases in the poem. So, let's discuss the poem. Though I am born alone, we all have to be born alone. I have no brothers and sisters. According to this poem, the poet says that the poet has no brothers and sisters to play. So he says that had I had a mom and a dad, that means the poet has no mother or a father. Then he says further, some people, that mean the people in the society, they spend money and other wealth and means for their kids, that means for their children, to win the world. I am born to help others, not to me. That suggests mean suggests the poet is ready to help others, not to him. Okay, so none listen to my clap, but I am ready to fly. You know, children, the poet is ready to fly. That means the poet is ready to face the society, face the future. But no one helps him to learn. No one listens to him. And some people insult, grudge, and disgrace, as well as vex him to down. Though they try to make the poet down, he never hesitates before them. And he says further, I have nothing except the diamond of the third eye. That means, children, that means the poet has an special eye. That means third eye. Third eye means a brain to see the world, to identify the people. At the end of the poem, the poet says some people come to him as if they were just like poet's parents. Children, it is not the truth. However, the poet suggests that he does know mean he knows very well that he is an open. Okay, children, so it's time to pay our attention for the question that given below. Hello, children, did you realize and enjoy the poem? If so, let's discuss this poem. Dear student, are you ready now? Okay, first one, what is the title of the poem? What is the title of the poem? At the very beginning of the poem, you can find the answer. The topic is a helpless mind. Okay, children, yes, I know you have found the answer. Then let's move on question number two. What is this poem about? So, as we have read the poem, now you can easily find the answer. This poem is about an open. This poem is about an open. Then my third question is, who is the poet in this poem? Dear students, you can find the answer at the end of the poem. Okay, did you find the answer, children? Yes. The poet is Maxine Bernstein. Children, next question. Question number four. What are the words that the poet has used to describe the society? In the poem, we can find several words which have been used to describe the society. So, did you find those words, children? Okay. Yes, what are they? Cruel, yes. Rude and barbaric. Dear students, these are some adjectives that the poet has used to describe the society. Okay, children, my last question. Question number five. According to this poem, why none can down the poet? Can you understand, children? Why none can down the poet? dear students, can you understand the question? If so, what's your answer for last one? Then, as we all know, if a question begins with why, question word why, we have to begin our answer with the conjunction because. Yes, did you find the answer? I do know. Yes, you are clever. You are clever enough to find the answer. Yes, answer is because the poet has the diamond of third eye to see the world. Okay, children, let's move on activity number 2. Hi, my dear students, let's move on to next activity, that is activity number 2. You will be given these type of activities at the O-level exam 2. So, you have to mark T for true and F for false on the given blanks. Okay, children, let's do the activity now. As you see, the first question is, the poet has brothers and sisters. According to the poem, what can you say about this statement? Children, can you agree or not? Yes, your answer is, oh, this is false. Yes, this statement is false. Okay, then next question. None helps the poet to learn. Dear students, can you agree with this statement? Okay. According to this poem, we can agree with this statement. We can agree with this statement because this statement is true. Okay. Then, next question is, anyone can make the poet foolish. Anyone can make the poet foolish. Dear students, what can you say about this statement? Is it true? No, it is false according to this poem. Okay, then let's pay our attention for next question. This poem is presented in the third person narrative style. In English literature, we find some words like narrative, poet, appreciate. There are different types of literary words. So, my dear students, what is narrative style? As we all know, narrative style can normally be divided into 3 parts as follows. Okay, I would like to introduce you them now. First person narrative style. Next one, second person narrative style. Last one, third person narrative style. According to this poem, we come to know that the poet presents this poem as I form, and that's why we can identify that the poet presents this poem in the first person narrative style. If so, this statement is false. Okay, children. So, let's move on. Next question. The poet can't realize the mind of the people. Can you understand the question, children? The poet can't realize the mind of the people. Dear children, what can you say about this statement? Is it true or false as you think? Yes, according to this poem, we can't agree with this statement. So, it is also false. My next question is, everyone listens to the poem. Can you understand the question, children? Everyone listens to the poet. So, children, what can you say about this statement? Can you agree with this statement or not? Is it true or false? According to this poem, we come to know that there is a phrase like this. None listens to my clap. That means no one listens to his clap. That means if so, this statement becomes false. Okay, children. Let's move on. Next question. The poet has his own parents. The poet has his own parents. Dear student, can you agree with this statement? According to this poem, we come to know that the poet says as follows. I had a mom and a dad. I take this extract from the poem, then you can listen and understand the relationship with this statement with the question. I had a mom or a dad. That means the poet doesn't have parents. So we can't agree with this statement. Then this statement is also false. Okay, children. Let's pay our attention for next one. Some people have insulted, disgraced, and vexed him. Can you understand the question, children? Some people in the society have insulted, not only insulted, but also disgraced and vexed the poet. So, children, what can you say about this statement? Yes, this is a correct statement. We can believe this one according to this poem. So, this is true. Let's pay our attention for next question. Okay, children. The poet has a diamond of third eye. Dear students, is this true or false? Okay. According to this poem, we come to know that the poet has the diamond of third eye. That means this statement is true. Dear student, my last question. The poet is an open. Is this true or false? As you think, according to this poem, we come to know that the poet is an open. So, this statement is true. Okay, children. Then, activity number 3. It's time for you to complete the blanks of the following sentences. So, you can do the activity in your worksheet. Are you ready, my dear students? Let's discuss questions one by one. The poet can read. The poet can read. Yes, read what, children? Okay. Minds of the people. Okay. Then, second question. I am grown up. I am grown up. Then, that means, children, the poet has grown up for what? Yes, face the society. That means go ahead. Children, did you answer question number 3? I am born to. Born what? According to the poem, to help the people, not to him. So, according to this poem, we come to know that the poet has always helped others, not to him. Then question number 4. I have nothing except blank to see the world. So children, how did you answer for this question? Okay, yes. The poet has the third eye of diamond to see the world. Last question. They come to see me as if. So you have to fill the blank. Dear student, did you find the answer for this last question? Yes. They mean some people. Some people come to the poet as if. Yes. Just like the poet's parents. But poet knows that he is an open. Children, so I think you have understood, read and appreciate a poem in English. So it's time for us to say goodbye for today's program, and we will be back again with another lesson with Rohunu Gurugedara English Educational Program. Until then, wish you all the best. See you. Goodbye, children.